Hello, listeners. It's 6 o'clock on a Tuesday, which
Hello,
means
everybody.
it's time for License to Chill.
Yay.
Hopefully you can hear us, and hopefully we will be able to upload an audio file after this episode. Any of our dedicated listeners will notice that there is no audio file on our website for the last episode because we had some technical difficulties. Well, we don't actually know what the difficulties were, but there is no audio file and we don't know why. So we're trying something a little different today. And hopefully there will be an audio file on the website after this for people who want to go back and listen.
Yes. I am adding all our songs into the cue thing so people will know what song we are listening to, those who are looking at the website. So I am doing that now.
Oh, yes. And if you are curious, the list of songs that we played last week is on the website.
Yes.
But you don't get to hear our lovely commentary in between the songs. So you can see what the songs were, but you don't get to hear us. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I'm sure we can record ourselves talking and send it to you personally if that's a plus.
If that's what you need.
Yeah, if that's like something you're into.
Yeah, how is your Tuesday going, Hannah?
My Tuesday has been pretty good. Let's see. So this morning, so I'm still at Alexander Andrews' house.
My Her boyfriend, for those following
other
along.
Man. Yeah. So he had a early meet. Well, wasn't that early? He had to get up at 8 for a like early phone call thing. So I was like, you know what? Like, I'll get up at 8 and get work done. And in the back of my head, I was like, there is no way I'm actually getting up at 8. I'll just tell myself that. But then I actually, like, successfully woke up at 8 and got work done.
That is so impressive. I am so proud of you.
Wow, thank you. Yeah, I was pretty impressed with myself. I was feeling so good that I decided not to do any homework after my class ended, and that kind of set me back a little bit, but still I felt very good.
That is fantastic. You know, I told myself I was also going to get up this morning and do my history reading
earlier.
I didn't
than
do
your
it.
Class, but you have, oh wait, you know, you don't have early class today.
I have 9:30 class today. I told myself I was going to get up at 8 and do my history reading, but I didn't do it. But
yeah,
I didn't really have to do it. So, you know,
so like,
it is what it is.
It's fine. It's fine. Also, I totally forgot to start our episode. So it just started now. So anyone who wants to re-listen, it will be starting now. You are listening to DOAJRH 104.9 FM. This is License to Chill. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Elizabeth. And yes. How about we play some tunes? Do we have enough stuff on the teal to get some tunes going?
Yes, 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 we do. We are good.
All right, all right. Let's find show number 30. Yes. Here it is. I'm going to start playing. You guys are going to get 2 songs, and I will figure out how to mute myself, and Hannah will mute herself. And
hopefully it all works out.
Hopefully you'll hear some tunes.
Wow. Right. Here we go.
Ready, set, go.
No tears for the arm then I ran it down. Pass me my hammer, I hold it in my hand. We can never change the universe's plan.
Should be able to hear us again, and hopefully you don't hear any music.
Hopefully.
Okay, so those songs, the first one you heard was Rolling by
Michael Kiwanuka.
Michael Kiwanuka. And the second song was Cold Companion by The Arcs. So unfortunately, Spotify decided not to play our playlist in order, and I wasn't paying close enough attention to fix it in time. So you heard two of Hannah's songs in a row. So yes. Hannah, what's up with those songs?
Well, let's see. The first one, I feel like it was this one. I was in a store and I heard it and I'm like, you know what? This sounds kind of cool. Could be radio show material. And I like, you know, on Snapchat, you can like figure out what song is playing.
Shazam. It's a beautiful thing.
You could Shazam it, which was nice because I could delete the Shazam app that I had and use Snapchat instead to save some storage on my iPhone. So that was nice. Then Cold Companion by The Arcs. I do remember this song. So I think it was over the summer. I was listening to more music. I guess I was like trying to find new music and I came across The Arcs. And I was listening to them and I was like, wow, I really like this. I really like the guy's voice. Like, it's a nice, like, cool vibe. And I'm like, you know, I love when I find new music. And I started looking into The Arcs and I learned that The Arcs is the singer from the Black Keys, which was my, like, favorite band for a long time. Still, like, a cool, like, bluesy band. And apparently The Arcs is that same lead singer. So I did not exactly come across a new band, kind of the same band, which I think is kind of funny because, like, of course I liked it, but then it wasn't actually anything new. But yeah, so that's that song. I like that one.
I think it's cool though, like, you like the band, and then obviously the lead singer is going to have like a similar style to his band. So clearly this music is like up your alley as well, because if you like the band and the lead singer does his own stuff, you're likely going to like his stuff too.
Yeah, right.
My dad said he liked the first one. He liked the 60s vibe. So shout out to my dad for tuning in. He likes your music.
Wow. Thank you. Shout out. How has your day been?
My day was pretty good. Tuesdays are very busy. I have class from 9:30 straight through the afternoon. Wow. Because, okay, tell me if your classes do this.
Okay.
I have this thing called a fourth hour for biochem because, like, we don't meet often enough during the week. It's a Tuesday-Thursday class, and I have it for an hour and 15 minutes every Tuesday and Thursday.
Like a total of 3 hours.
Right. But he says we need a fourth hour. So Tuesdays over the lunch hour, I have another biochem lecture. I don't understand this. It's never been a problem before, and I don't know why it's a thing now, and I don't like it.
Wait, there's definitely, like, that's not okay.
Right? Because I have class from 9:30 to 10:45, 11 to 12:15. I have this biochem, like, second lecture over lunch, and then I go straight to lab at 1:10.
So, oh, like, my God.
My, like, I'm at home, obviously, so yeah. My mom, like, brings me lunch at 12:15 because, like, I go, like, I don't have a break. I just go straight through.
That's kind of ridiculous and kind of not fair.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I'm not here for it.
Like, especially since, like, there's something about being on campus where you could just run to, like, Gilbert's, get a sandwich, like, go to Lower, grab something, and go to class. But, like, at home, you have to spend your, like, a good, like, half of your lunch hour making lunch.
Especially if you want to, like, get fancy with it. Like, yeah, I can microwave chicken nuggets, and I do that relatively often. But every now and then, you know, I make myself a nice wrap or something, or something a little fancy. So, yeah, I'm not a fan. I don't know why I need this fourth hour.
That is really, like, really annoying.
Yeah.
But I would be very peeved.
That's a good word. I'm peeved. That's what it is.
Yes. You know Becca Wilbur?
I don't think she do.
I feel like someone, like, confused you guys. Maybe.
Where would
maybe, I don't know. She's a neuro major, so maybe, I don't know, whatever. But she says that word all the time. She's like, I'm so, no, she says the word miffed. I'm so miffed.
Another good word.
Yeah.
I am peeved and miffed over my biochem fourth hour. Miffed.
Very valid.
Should we play some more tunes?
Yeah, let's get back to it. Let's play your tunes.
All right, now you're going to get two of mine in a row, and I'm going to actually pay attention and make sure Spotify plays them. All right, ready? Set, go.
You were young. You were shy and unimpressible. About a world that's just too big, it's indigestible. And I know that you're wanting to write, I won't deceive it. You've been sending messages, girl, I don't receive it. Even if it all fell apart, I still believe it. We can go and ride on the wings of the weekend. There's something in the air, let me breathe it. It's not only oxygen. Something in the air. There's something in the air. Let him breathe in. It's not only oxygen.
Welcome back, folks. Hopefully you heard some tunes. And hopefully now you can hear us.
Yay.
Okay, so yes, you got two of my songs in a row because, you know, Spotify's being Spotify. So the first one was Oxygen by Bombargo. And the second one was Animals by Koala. All caps.
Koala. But spelled in an interesting way.
How do you spell koala normally? I'm not very good at spelling.
Koala. K-O-A-L-A.
K-O-A-L-A. Huh.
I think I feel like I, for some reason, look up baby koalas a lot. Yeah, K-O-A-L-A.
This makes me wish we could put visuals on here. We could put up a picture of a baby koala.
That would be pretty cool. I feel like, because we're Zooming right now, so I feel like this is a visual thing, but it's not.
Like, it's visual for us, because, like, I can see Hannah, and she can see me. But, obviously,
yeah,
like, you guys can't see us. But it's radio, so you're not supposed to.
You know, with radio, that would be television, which is...
I mean, at this point, we could graduate to television. I mean, we've done radio for, this is our fourth semester, so
we have a lot of experience. It's a television studio. Get that set up.
That'd be kind of awesome.
TV studio in my high school.
We did, too. It was called E4 News. I don't know why it was E4, but
Exeter 4 years?
I don't know, because, like, we were the Exeter Eagles, but now that I think about it, I'm not sure where the 4 comes from. E4 News. I don't know.
Maybe it started in, like, 2004?
That's a good guess. But they would, like, you know, like, after second period, E4 News would come on for, like, 4 minutes, and they would, like, give school announcements and, like, the weather and something. Yes. It was, like, a class.
Same thing.
Huh.
Yes. Talk about your songs.
So Oxygen by Bombargo, that was from my Discover Weekly. I just think it's a lot of fun. It's got that, like, the horns playlist, or...
Yes.
My dad said he's a very vocal listener. My dad said it's a saxophone solo.
And he was impressed. I remember enjoying that.
So that's fun. And then Animals was a very chill song. That was from Amy Kessler. I don't think she listens, but she knows I have a radio show and she likes to send me music.
Shout out to Amy.
So shout out to Amy Kessler. She was my secret seafarer on the crew team. We did like a secret Santa type thing, but we called it secret seafarers because we're rowers. So I don't know. I guess I think it makes sense. But her gift to me was to make me a playlist of songs that she thought I would enjoy, which was really thoughtful, really sweet. And this was on that playlist. And I really like it. It was very chill. And it brings me joy. So shout out to Amy for Animals. But yeah.
Wow. Wow. Huh. Any exciting things to report about from the past week where our listeners have, you know, they've been
I went to West Virginia over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Tell the people about that.
Tell the people about West Virginia. I'm from Pennsylvania. West Virginia is like a whole nother universe from Pennsylvania, at least the part I went to. I've never been anywhere so rural my life. It was very interesting, but like a whole nother universe. Like no reception, nothing.
No reception.
I didn't send a single text over the weekend. Didn't receive a single text over the weekend.
Wait, really?
Really. Not that many people text me anyway, but like if I had wanted to send a text, I couldn't.
No reception in the house you stayed at?
Nothing. Like, we had Wi-Fi, so I could, like, I did my classes over Zoom and stuff, and I could send emails and whatnot, but I couldn't send any texts or make any calls. So I kind of went off the grid for the weekend, which was nice.
Oh, my God.
And we did some hiking. The views were stunning. I did not realize, like, we went there because we thought there'd be good hiking, but I didn't realize just how good it would be. I feel like West Virginia doesn't, like, have a great reputation for hiking, but they should, because it was gorgeous.
Huh. Wow.
And I stepped in a wasp's nest. So that's the exciting news from the weekend.
You have to elaborate on that, because when you told me yesterday, I was like, okay, ha ha ha. Like, did you run away? How are you alive?
We were hiking. I stepped in it. Got stung 7 times. Ran for my life, screaming my head off.
Oh, my God.
I ran maybe, I don't know, 20, 50 yards, I have no idea, until they stopped stinging. And then I just had to sit down for a minute and collect myself because I was panicking.
That is insane.
It was quite the experience. Once I, like, mentally recover, it's going to be a funny story.
But yeah. Are you okay now?
Yes, we've recovered. These things no longer hurt. Everything is fine. I just, you know, might keep my distance from wasps for a little bit.
Wow, yeah. That is quite valid.
Yeah, it was not fun, but then we finished the hike and we got spectacular views, so I really can't complain.
Okay, I'm glad that you are okay with it now.
I mean, wow. Could have been a bear, like, of all the things to step on.
Step on a bear accidentally.
I mean, you never know. Like, a lot of leaves were down. Like a snake hole. Snake. They did say watch out for rattlesnakes on the sign. Thank God we didn't see a rattlesnake. But
that would have been scary. Wow. Mm-hmm. Huh. The only time I was stung by a bee, maybe it was a wasp or a bee, I was at my grandparents' house in Florida. And it's one of those, like, condo kind of things. And it has, they have a community pool. And I was swimming and I dove down to, like, get something. And then I came back up and I was all out of breath. So I, like, put my hands on the edge of my, like, arms and, like, collapsed on the edge of the pool. And there was, like, a wasp sitting in the water on the edge of the pool, like, half dead. And somehow its stinger stung my arm.
You just, like, you ran your arm into the stinger. Like, it wasn't even the wasp's fault.
It wasn't. I don't even think it was alive.
I don't know how you manage that, but dang.
Yeah.
It's not fun, is it? I don't feel the need to repeat that.
I mean, I was kind of young, but I remember, like, being in a lot of pain.
It's just scary, too. Like, the fact that, like, I think when we put together the show yesterday, you said, like, Mother Nature really, like, puts things into perspective. And I was like, yeah, you're not wrong.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because we're talking about, like, you saying, like, that's, like, the scariest I've been. Like, I don't have to, you know, worry about bears or wasps on a daily basis.
Yeah, like, there's not a lot of things in my daily life that, like, threaten my existence. Yeah. I mean, not that the wasp would threaten my existence, but not like it in the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, no, totally.
Yeah, but that was my excitement for the weekend. So,
wow.
Glad to be back in Pennsylvania, but it was fun. We had a great time.
That is very nice.
Should we play some more tunes and then we can talk about your exciting weekend?
I guess so. This wasn't particularly exciting, but yeah, sure. Let's go.
All right, let's do it.
You won't have to say it. Pasadena. Why don't you meet me on the dance floor when it's time to party time? And if you need to tell me something once, you won't have to say it twice. And if you ask for a nickel, I'm gonna hand you a dime. And we'll forget about our problems if only you are there. And leave our worries in the corner, yeah, for a little bit.
Hello, hopefully you can hear me again.
And hello, everybody. You can hear Hannah. Wow. What an exciting, like, 5 minutes that was.
Hannah just had a major computer malfunction, but yeah, we recovered.
I was sitting here on my computer listening, and I mute myself, but then I listen to the song on my end, so, like, you know, I can hear it. And all of a sudden, the computer turned off. Like, it didn't turn off, just, like, the screen turned off. So I could still hear the music, and the screen wouldn't turn back on. But we're good now. And luckily, luckily the thing that, so, like, I'm also logging the show, and as my computer shut down, it still stayed. Like, we're still going at 37 minutes.
Yeah, so, like, Hannah logs the songs on a program called Teal so that those of you watching on the website can, like, see what song we're playing. Mm-hmm. So that's what Hannah does. And then on my computer, because I have a Mac, or not a Mac, you have a Mac, I have a Dell, which is superior to Mac. Cough, cough. Okay. But, so I run the, it's called OBS Systems or something like that. And it's what's actually playing the music on the website. And hopefully recording our show. We're going to see how that works. But
Yes. I could have explained that better, but that was very impressive with your technology.
You know, I'm really trying. I'm not technologically adept whatsoever. So the fact that this program is running and you can hear us is kind of astounding.
Yeah, I am very impressed with us.
I think so. Yeah. The fact that, like, we've just gotten it to work and everyone else seems to be struggling so much.
Yes, we always get these messages in the group chat, like, this is not working. Someone messaged today, like, the robot hacked my show.
I saw that. What does that mean? What robot?
Like, I think, like, it took me a bit. I think they mean that, like, DJ, robo DJ, like, interrupted their show.
That's rude, but, of robo DJ.
Yeah, really. But yeah, so some people are having issues. We seem not to be knocking on wood.
I also owe a shout out to Jason from high school. I told you about him. He said go E4. I think he might have been involved with E4, but that also means he's listening live. So shout out to Jason. Hi Jason.
Cool vibes. No, I kind of miss when we would wait, we would, like, be, well, maybe, I don't know about you, but I was, like, excited that the telephone might ring.
We had a couple people call, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Well, we had, like, one, you know, maybe some of our local listeners are listening currently, but we had some local listeners and we had some friends, too.
We got that one, that song, I want to say it's called Holy Roller. Is that what it's called?
Oh, well, yeah, I think it was. Or High Roller? Holy
Something
roller?
Like that. That was, like, some guy just called us and, like, was like, you should play this song.
Yeah, pretty much.
And we did. And it was a pretty good song. So if that person is listening, we did play your song.
Yeah, it was good. Oh, my God. I just realized. Remember when we asked Sebastian from my high school, who I gave strep throat to, we gave strep throat to each other multiple times, to give us a song request? We never played the song request because we went home the next week.
Oh my goodness. I do remember when we texted him.
Yes.
Did he request a song? Do we have a song request for
him? He requested a song.
Oh my gosh, Sebastian, we owe you a song.
Yeah, I'm sure he's so upset.
We'll have to play it next week.
Yeah, or if we have time this week. But
we might have time at the end of this week. We'll see. Oh my gosh, I do remember that. That was the last week we were at school that we texted him, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes. Or maybe it was the week before and then we forgot, but yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
That was so long ago. My goodness.
Wow. When things were a little more normal.
So if you go to Spain, are you taking
classes
at the Spanish University or are you taking Lafayette classes? Because, you know, we got the course registration stuff today. So I was looking at my schedule stuff.
I would be taking Spain classes. So completely not Lafayette classes at all.
So you don't have to worry about Lafayette's ridiculous registration process at 7 a.m.
The thing is, my advisor was saying, you know, they could cancel the Spain. So I'm going to register for Spain classes and Lafayette classes. So I'll be prepared for either situation.
Wow.
Well, I do have to get up at 6:50.
Unfortunate.
I don't understand why it couldn't be a different time.
I guess, like, to avoid people's classes, but...
But, like, I don't have a class. Like, you're right. Like, you have a class at 12 or...
It's just such a stressful experience.
It is always stressful.
I don't think it's as stressful. Yes! Oh my gosh, there's that picture of us in...
That is hilarious.
Like, a copying computer lab from trying to register.
And, like, Julia didn't get a class, I don't think, and there was some other girl there. I think that's the first time I met Maddie. Like, Maddie was there, and you were like, hello. And I was like, wow. You can use my computer. Oh, man, my God.
The old days.
Back in the old days when we could be in a classroom.
I was going to say, I don't think it's as stressful now, because I don't know about your classes, but at this point, like, my chem classes, there's, like, a small group of people that have to take them. So it's not like we're, like, elbowing for space anymore.
That is very nice. Somehow, I do not have that. It's like psych classes and econ classes. It's like not where you have to take specific. It's not like here are the classes you take and you just like hop to the next class and the next class. It's like you can choose between any of these 50 classes.
And everybody chooses the same one.
Well, yeah, because like there's like the good ones and the, you know, boring ones are like the ones that everyone wants.
So you still have to elbow for space.
Yes. I mean, okay, the thing that I will say, somehow it always works out. Like, I remember this semester, I didn't get into most of the classes. I had to email like all these professors and like it was so stressful and like now it's fine.
It works out. Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Well, hopefully, fingers crossed for you that you can take Spanish classes in Spain. Well, English classes in Spain, but...
Yeah, that would be so cool. I can do, like, Spanish food.
At the next break, we need to talk about your Foodstagram. Because...
Oh, okay.
That has given me so much enjoyment over quarantine. Looking at Hannah's amazing concoctions in the kitchen.
Wait, I'm so happy.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that on the next break. But I think if we play some tunes now, we should be able to play Sebastian's song.
Okay, cool. Sweet. Should we go with our next song?
All right, let's do it. Ready? Set?
Here we go.
Go.
Thank you. Smoke weed in the city of a Netflix nation. Laying in bed all day, stay naked. Never gonna stop until I have it all. I want a burger with fries, supersize my bacon. Big apple pie, yeah, as much as I can take it. Never gonna stop until I have it all. Singing, stronger, give it to me louder, harder, like it bigger, faster, stronger, give it to me louder, harder, like it bigger, faster, stronger, give it to me louder, harder, like it bigger, faster, stronger, give it to me I want what I need. Even if it kills me, I'll be free. I want.
Hello. Hopefully you guys can hear us again.
Hi, guys.
All right. Hannah, do you want to tell them what songs we just played?
Yeah, sure. Okay. So that was Dark Days by Local Natives, The American Dream by the Federal Empire, and Used to Be by Beach House. So that first song, Dark Days, that was my pick. Honestly, I do not remember where it came from, but it was pretty chill. Yesterday, Elizabeth was saying how it was like kind of more like one of her chill songs. But I like it. I think it's good. I think we've played some Local Natives before, right?
We've played 3 or 4 songs by the Local Natives before. Mm-hmm. I think they were probably all my picks, though, which is why I was like, oh, interesting choice, Hannah. It's more one of my songs.
Yeah, it's nice.
But I liked it. Very chill. And so we followed that up with The American Dream. That's a shout-out to my Aunt Donna. One of her picks. Kind of cynical. If you listen to the lyrics, it's kind of like, I don't know. We were saying yesterday it was gritty. A very gritty song.
In some parts.
But I thought it was something a little bit more upbeat to follow up Dark Days with.
I like
it. And then, Used to Be our shout-out to Hannah's high school friend, Sebastian.
Well, I would not really call us friends, but acquaintances throughout school. We sat next to each other in math class in 8th grade and in 1st grade. So,
a distant acquaintance.
Yeah. So, you know, I learned that he also likes The Incredibles, and so do I.
You know, that's a good, stepping stone for a long-lasting acquaintanceship.
Yeah. But that song was quite chill. Like, I mean, it was definitely, it wasn't bad, but very chill.
I'll have to listen to it, fully when I get a chance. Yeah. Because I didn't listen to it when we played it on the show, but it did seem, very chill, what I did catch.
Very chill, almost, I don't mean this in a bad way, but almost like, you're, going to sleep and you just kind of want something mellow. Which is, that's nice. There's always a nice place for that, but.
Yeah. It's zen.
Very zen, very zen.
Right, well,
Any closing remarks?
We'll have to discuss your food Instagram next week.
Wait, do you have any quick things you were going to say about it?
Hannah cooks really good food. I think she should open up a food truck. End of story.
That's my dream.
We shall discuss it next Tuesday in more detail because it deserves a discussion.
Oh my God, I'm honored. I haven't posted in a while. Okay, wow. Well, anyway, thank you guys for listening to our show.
Yep, this was WJRH, 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania, in quotes, because we're not actually there. But, thanks for listening.
Yeah. Sweet.
Hopefully we can upload a recording.
Yeah.
Stay tuned, but we will talk to you guys next Tuesday.
Wow. Bye, guys. Woo!
Bye!